我们下午继续在圣经里来查考教会与生命第十五个部分。
This afternoon, we would like to study through the Bible, Church and the Life, Part 15.
我们早上说主耶稣特别说通往永生的门路是门窄路小，找的人很少。
And this morning, we talked about that the road leads to eternal life is very narrow and there's very few people that finds it.
所以主耶稣要我们找到那个窄门。
And so Lord Jesus Christ wants us to find the narrow gate.
他说那个宽门大路引人到灭亡，走的人也很多。
And the wide roads and the wide gates, a lot of people are on it, which leads to destruction.
所以我们在找永生门路的时候，主耶稣要我们防备假先知。
And so when we're looking for the eternal road, Lord Jesus wants us to look for the false prophets and prevents them.
我们现在来思考一个问题。
And so we should think about a question.
假先知在哪里？
And where are the false prophets?
在假教会。
And they're in false church.
那真教会有没有假先知？
And is there false prophets in true church?
有的。
Yes.
我们来看一些圣经一两个例子。
And we should see some examples in the Bible.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
圣灵立你们做前情的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为前情谨慎。牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的，或做救赎的。早上我们谈到说，这个教会是主耶稣用他的身体换来的。
And this morning we talked about that Jesus Christ used his own body to exchange for this church.
所以在这个教会里面必须有工人。
And so in the church it must be workers.
工人里面甚至要有监督。
And there must be supervisors.
这个监督做什么？
And what do they do?
看着教会是不是走在神里面
，and it oversees the church whether it's on the right path in God or not.
看工人传出来的信息是不是符合神的
，and to make sure that the message that's passed on by the workers are related according to God's will.
看信徒做的是不是荣耀神
，and if all the members and their actions, which it could be glorify God.
这是监督所做的工作。
And this is what a supervisor do.
在今天的教会来讲，就是所谓的长老。
And based on today's church, there will be the elders.
那这个长老要为他们自己谨慎，因为他们做圣工。
And the elders must watch out for themselves because they do holy work.
因为魔鬼可能会攻击工人啊。
And because the Satans are prone to attack the workers.
尤其一个真教会的工人，魔鬼一定会攻击。
And especially a worker from the true church, which is prone to attack by Satan.
真教会的信徒，魔鬼也一定会攻击。
And the members in the true church, the Satans will attack as well.
所以他说你要谨慎，要小心。
So you have to be very vigilant and be careful.
好好去照顾这个神的教会。
And you have to look after, and care for God's church.
但是后来怎么样
？And what happens next?
二十九节
，verse 29.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。三十节
，verse 30.
就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。这边呢，保罗就特别讲了。
And Paul talks about here especially.
圣灵力里面借做监督，那。耶稣基督用他的生命换来这个教会。
And Holy Spirit has made you overseers, and God exchanges, Jesus exchanges his own life for the church.
所以那是一个真教会。
And so it's a true church.
但真教会里面花节怎么样？有凶暴的豺狼进来。
And but we discover that there are savage wolves in true church.
这是主耶稣要我们防备的。这些假先知是披羊皮的狼啊！
And this is something that Lord Jesus Christ wanted us to prevent that because they are a wolf that's covered themselves with the skin of the sheep.
豺狼进来不爱惜羊群，你不但没有防备。
And when they come in, they would tend to attack the flock, and you have to try to prevent it.
连你们这些做监督的，也有人起来说悖谬的话。
And even the overseers, they would get up and say ridiculous things.
引诱门徒跟他们。
And to tempt the people to follow them.
在圣经里面，我们是带领人来信主。
And in the Bible, we are supposed to guide people to believe.
这边说引诱。
And over here it says tempt.
引诱人去当鬼的门徒。
And it's basically to tempt and draw away them to be the disciples of devil.
谁做这些事？
And who do these things?
教会的工人。
And the workers in church.
啊，所以当时是主耶稣升天没多久，圣灵所立的教会已经有这个现象了。
So this is after the resurrection of Christ, and this is a church established by the Holy Spirit.
被引诱的如果不回来，也会死在一起。
And then anyone that's draw away, and then if they don't come back, they will die together.
所以是不是只有在以弗所写给信写这么讲的？不是只有单单在以弗所。
And is it only happened in Ephesus? But I don't think that's the case.
保罗写给哥林多的教会。
And Paul also wrote to the Church of Corinth.
说他们当中有假使徒。
And it says that among them there are false disciples.
主耶稣升天交代门徒使徒去传福音。
And Lord Jesus Christ has ascended to heaven, and then he commissioned the disciples to preach the gospel.
但是当中有的人变得假使徒啊。
And but among them there are people that turned into false prophets.
保罗怎么讲他们
？And what did Paul say about them？
我们看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13。
那等人是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。十四节。
Verse 14。
这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。十五节。
Verse 15。
所以他的猜疑若装作仁义的猜疑，也不算稀奇。他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。所以这边在谈到。在一个教会里面，一个真教会里面出现一些假使徒。
So that it talked about that in true church there are false apostles.
保罗知道这些人行事诡诈。
And Paul knows that these are deceitful workers.
但一般的信徒不知道，因为看起来，他们是基督的使徒啊。
And but to the ordinary members they would not see that because they seem like apostles.
连撒旦看起来，是光明的天使啊。
And even Satan can transform himself into an angel.
所以，这是在主耶稣升天之后没多久，圣灵大降的真教会。
And this is after Jesus Christ resurrected and the Holy Spirit had descended to this church.
这些假使徒在做什么？
And what are these false apostles doing?
蛇在伊甸园骗亚当夏娃。
And the snake was tempting Adam, or the serpent was tempting the Adam and Eve in the garden of Eden.
怎么骗
？And how?
扭曲神的话。
And to twist the words of God.
他不会说完全不讲，他会讲，但是扭曲。
And he doesn't.He knows about the words of God. He doesn't say it completely, but he would twist the words.
然后还说，你吃了之后眼睛会更明亮啊，你跟神一样啊，有什么不好啊？
And even says things like, and after you eat the fruit, your eyes would be brightened. You'll be like God. Then what's wrong with this?
这个叫做引诱。
And this is to tempt.
在神的言子里面，蛇引诱。
And in the eyes of God, the serpent tempted.
神警告
，and God has warned，
人犯罪
，and men have sinned。
今天在神的教会
，and today in God's church，
两千年前1900年前的一个真教会
，and 2000 years ago 1900 years ago a true church。
这些工人假使徒在做什么
？and all these workers and deceitful apostles what are they doing？
十一章第三节。
Chapter 11, verse
哥林多后书十一章第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3, Second Corinthians.
我只怕你们的心或偏离邪，失去那像基督所存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃一样。
But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceive Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that it is in Christ.
所以不要以为真教会里面没有蛇。
So don't think that among the true church is no serpent.
在神的伊甸园里面有蛇。
In the Eden of God, there are serpents.
蛇是帮撒旦来工作。
And serpent works for the devil.
他的目的要扭曲神的话，目的要让人失去神里的生命。
And the purpose is to twist around God's words and deceive men.
啊，所以在一个真教会里面的人有机会得救，所以在真教会必然有蛇的出现。
And so because the members in true church has a chance of being saved, so therefore there will be serpents.
那个纯一清洁的心，也就是真的相信神、只跟神在一起的那个心，渐渐的不一样了。
And the simplicity heart that they have originally with the closest to God slowly disappears.
那个以基督为至宝的心渐渐在变了。
And putting Christ as the center of the heart slowly changing.
失去了那一份纯一，失去了那一份清洁。
And lost his purity and also holiness.
变成虚伪的信心，变成对不起他们的良心。
It became a false mindset and a state of mind that's sorrowful to others.
常在教会里面认为自己还能得救。
And they're in church constantly thinking they will be saved.
亚当如果是被赶出来。
So if Adam was cast out of Garden of Eden.
不遵循天父旨意的，故意去听鬼话的，也会在教会被赶出来。
And purposely not listening to the words of God and listens to deceitful words from the devil will be cast out as well.
信徒不遵循天父旨意，一定会被赶出来。
And members that does not follow the will of God will be cast out.
工人不遵循天父旨意，你在做什么工都一样。
And workers that not following the will of God, no matter what kind of work you do, will be the same.
不要你以为奉主的名在传福音，奉主的名在行义能，奉主的名在赶鬼。
And don't think that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're performing all the works.
主说这些是作恶的人。
And the Lord have said these are the evil doers.
作恶的人绝对不会留在神的国里面。
And any evil doers will not be remained in the kingdom of
God. 审判的时候，撒旦猜疑的结局一定照他们的行为。
And during judgment time, they will be judged based on their own behavior.
帮撒旦做工的一定跟撒旦死在地狱里面。
If you're working for Satan, you will die in hell with him.
只有真正为神做工、为主耶稣来传福音的人，主会奖赏他们。
And only the ones that's truly working for the Lord and preaching the gospel, they will be blessed by God.
主耶稣在神的右边为我们祈求。
Lord Jesus Christ is praying on our behalf on the right hand side of God.
天父啊，你这个救恩的门不要这么快关，还有一些，如果再好好在思维，好好的讲，他们会结出好的果子。
And Heavenly Father, do not close the gate so quickly, because there are a lot of people still seeking after your truth, and then they could bear good fruits to glorify you.
啊，所以不要一下子砍下这个无花果。
And so that do not cut off the fig tree right away.
神等待再等待，神给机会再给机会，神给恩典再给恩典。
And so God is waiting and waiting and then opportunity over opportunity and then grace over grace.
但是很多人到最后连工人也变成作恶的人。
But a lot of people until the end, including workers, they became evil doers.
作恶的人绝对去不了神的国啊。
And evil doers will not be able to enter and not able to be allowed into the Kingdom of God.
作恶的人即便现在能待在真教会，那是神给你机会，主耶稣给你恩典，你要赶快回头啊。
And the evil doers that are still remaining in church is because of the grace of God, and you're giving a chance to repent. You have to repent now.
这些作恶的人行为不好，而且传虚假的福音，所以主耶稣要我们防备啊。
And these evildoers, because they have bad behaviors and they're preaching false gospels, and Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be careful.
虚假的福音不能救人。
And the false gospels cannot help others to be saved.
虚假的福音只会害死人。
And false gospels would only harm others.
被更改的福音也不会给人生命。
And gospels that's corrupted and changed and cannot help a person's life.
只有纯正的福音才能救人。
And only a pure gospel can save people.
所以保罗他们在传福音的时候已经遇到这些假使徒、假工人、
and,
假先知。
And when Paul and the others were preaching gospel, they have encountered the deceitful workers and false prophets.
保罗对这些传讲虚假福音的人，他怎么讲
？And what does Paul say to these people that are preaching the false fake gospels？
保罗不只写信给哥林多教会啊。
And not only did he write letter to the church of Corinth，
他也写信给加拉太的教会，叫他们要小心、啊。
And he also wrote to the church of Galatia and warns them。
那我们看加拉太书。
Galatians
加拉太书一章。
Galatians chapter one。
六节。
Verse 6.
加拉太书一章六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
我稀奇你们这么快借着那基督之恩招你们的去从别的福音。第七节。
Verse 7.
那不是福音，不过有些人教导你们要把基督的福音更改了。所以这边就在讲了，在当时的使徒时代啊。
So it talks about it here. This is during the apostolic times.
啊，你不要以为工人出来传的都是福音呢。
And don't think that whatever the workers come out and preach is they're all pure gospels.
他说那个不是福音呢。
And he says here this is a different gospel.
他说要教导你们。
And is to teach you. Is to teach.
Disturbing the teaching.
It's disturbing the teaching.
就好像神跟亚当讲的话一样，蛇来把他搅扰啊。
And just like what God had said to Adam, but it was interfered and disrupted by the serpent.
啊，现在主耶稣来传福音。
And then Lord Jesus came to preach the gospel.
那有些人说他在传福音，那保罗说那个不是。
And so some people said that they're preaching the gospel, and Paul said that's not the case.
他们是把神的福音更改了。
And they have disrupted the gospel.
福音是神设定的，是先知来传，主耶稣来传，使徒来传。
And gospel is set by God and is preached by Lord Jesus Christ, prophets and the apostles.
但是现在的人来传，传什么？在当时1900年前传什么
？And the common people are preaching back in 1900 years ago. What are they preaching?
有一些福音已经被更改了，有些福音已经不纯正了。
And some of the gospels are changed and they're not pure and original.
第八节，但无论是我们是天上的使者，若传福音给你们，以我们所传给你们，就应当被咒诅。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们已经说了，现在有时候若有人传福音给你们，与你们所领受的不同，当就应当被咒诅。第十节。
Verse 10。
我现在是要得人的心，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。所以保罗在那个时候，他就特别的讲了。
And so Paul especially emphasized here.
你们要小心呐。
You have to be watchful.
如果有人来传讲的不是真正的福音
，and if there's anybody that come and preaches any gospel to you other than what you have received，
跟你们当初所听到的真理福音不一样，你们就要小心了。
And this is completely different from what you have heard before. You have to be careful.
讲这些虚假福音的应该被咒诅。
And whoever that's talking about these type of gospel, let him be accursed.
为什么应该被咒诅
？And why should he be accursed？
今天你如果去当老师哈
，And if you go and become a teacher today，
就一般外面的教师了哈
，And you're a normal teacher in the school，
你如果教得不好，或者教错了。
And if you doing a bad job or if you teaching the wrong things.
你是误人子弟啊。
And you're corrupting the students.
但是如果今天你是在传讲神的福音。
But if today, if you're preaching the gospel of God,
你给了错误的信息，你把福音给更改了。
And you're preaching the wrong message, and you're changing the gospel.
你是误人的灵命。
And you're corrupting people, their souls,
spiritual
life.
你是害死人了。
You are harming others.
你让那些人以为说这样就去了天国，其实走的人很多，结果到最后都发觉是死路一条啊。
And you're making them think that this truth will lead to salvation at the end. They find out this is not the case.
啊，所以今天为什么会有那么多的教派？
And why is there so many churches, different denominations?
因为有人不喜欢纯正的福音。
And because there are people that dislike pure gospels.
哎，所以今天的很多师父啊。
And so there are many masters and teachers.
这些师父就讲人喜欢听的，你听了耳朵舒服啊，情意很高兴啊，魔鬼也高兴的话。
And when you hear it, you will feel very satisfied, very comfortable, and this is the words that Satan's like too.
为什么有那么多的基督教派？
Why is there so many different denominations of Christian?
因为有太多人要得人的心。
And because there are many people that wants to gain the heart of men.
啊，讲的人要得人的心，去的人也要得人的心，没有人想到要得神的心。
And the attendees wants to gain the heart of others, and so is the speakers. Nobody thinking about getting the heart of God.
一辈子的机会，一辈子的信仰，到最后你不是在得神的心，你是在得人的心。
And this is a gospel for a lifetime, and then at the end, you're not gaining the heart of God, you're gaining the heart of men.
你会得到生命吗？
Would you receive life?
今天有那么多的基督教派，因为有太多的仆人喜欢讨人的喜欢。
And there are many different denominations of Christian, and there are many servants that wants to let others be and want them to be liked.
他们不喜欢讨神的喜欢。
And they don't want to let God be light.
就像在走旷野路一样，到最后很多人走出自己的路了。
And just like walking in the wilderness, there are many people that walked out their own ways.
他们不止不喜欢神的安排，他们还骂神呢，还怀疑神呢。
And not only do they dislike God, they curse that God, and then men as well.
所以他们坐下吃喝，坐下玩耍，行奸淫。
And so they would do bad things. They would eat and drink. They would commit sexual adulteries.
其实在讲今天的教会啊。
And actually, that's talking about today's church.
教会已经不是神的教会。教会里面一天到晚在搞活动，一天在搞不重要神的事啊，人很多，好高兴啊，走的也多啊。
And the church is not really performing the activities of God, and it's doing community things, and many people like that.
社区的工作要做，但是神救人的工作不能为了社区要放下不管啊。
And any community service must be performed, but you cannot neglect God's work instead doing that.
就像在教会的工作，彼得他也说，为了这些犯死的事，我们不能撇下福音不管去管犯死啊。
And just like the work in the church, just like Paul says, that we cannot abandon.The work of in the church because of food.
啊，所以肉体的饭食要管。
And the physical food that you must care about.
属灵的饭食不能不管啊。
And you must care also about spiritual food.
但是现在这么多的教会在属灵的饭食里面装了有毒的东西，人吃了不知道。
And there are many different churches who acts.They provide the spiritual food, but instead is poisonous, and people eat it without knowledge.
让你听起来是福音，其实是把福音更改了。
It seems like this is true gospel, but actually it was changed.
所以更改福音的保罗说，他们应该被咒诅。
And anyone that changes the gospel, Paul have said that they should be accursed.
咒诅啊，我们一般俗话就是说不得好死了。
And to be accursed, that means that you could go to hell.
为什么这个样？因为他们害死那么多人嘛。
And why is it so? Because that they have harmed so many people.
那么多的假使徒，那么多的假先知。
And many false apostles and false prophets.
把福音更改的教会绝对不是基督的真教会。
And any church that would change the gospel would not be the true Christian church.
把福音更改的教会是一个不完全的教会，甚至是一个假教会。
And any church that would change the gospel, it's a church that's not complete, even a fake church.
任何人更改福音，任何教会更改福音，根据保罗在讲，应该被咒诅。
And anybody or any church that changes the gospel according to Paul should be accursed.
所以在当时的时代，你看保罗写给以弗所，写给哥林多，写给加拉太，都在特别讲到这个要防备这些假先知啊，假使徒啊。
So the era at the time, and then Paul wrote many letters to Galatia and Corinth, and also other churches is talking about to prevent the false prophets, the apostles.
主耶稣也特别教导我们防备假先知、假基督。
And Lord Jesus Christ also tell us to prevent from false prophet and false Christ.
但今天我们也在教人家说要防备。
And today we're teaching others to do the same preventive measures as well.
哪一个出来讲防备的，哪一个被打。
And anybody that steps out and talks about prevention, they will be beaten.
我们俗话说过街老鼠到处喊打，你现在出来传讲真正福音说、啊、有很多教会是假的，你到处喊打。
And there's a saying that you're like a mouse passing through the streets. Everybody want to hit you. And this is the same with these church.
有很多人说、啊、你们要有爱心啊。
And many people said that you must have love.
不要批评人家的教会啊。
And do not criticize about other people's church.
不要攻击人的教会啊。
Do not attack other people's church.
都是主耶稣的教会啊。
And this is the church of Lord Jesus Christ.
如果要人回到神里面来是攻击的话
And if you want other people to come back to the Lord and this will be considered words of attack
如果要教会回到神里面是批评的话
And if you want the church to come back towards God and this will be considered the words of criticism
今天我们所欠缺的就是这些
And what we lacking today are these words
没有人愿意讲没有人敢讲
And no one is willing to speak it, and no one's willing to say it.
啊，大家都装作好人的样子，都装作使徒的样子，装作天使的样子。
And everybody are pretending to be good people. They're pretending to be apostles and angels.
然后到最后全部死在一块。
And at the end, they would all perish together.
这不是神救人的目的。
And this is not the purpose of how God will save mankind.
神要主耶稣基督来设立教会，主耶稣基督差派使徒去传福音。不是要大家死在一起。
And God wanted Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel, and Lord Jesus Christ commissioned the apostles to preach. This is not the purpose at the end, not for everyone to die together.
所以主耶稣要我们防备啊，防备这些虚假的福音在教会里面已经被认同了。
And so Lord Jesus Christ wants us to prevent the false gospels that's being preached in church, and this is being affirmed.
所以保罗在当时圣灵大降的教会，他就在特别通知各教会，小心啊，小心啊。
And so at the time when the Holy Spirit was filling the church, and Paul was calling them one by one, telling them to be watchful.
信仰是听福音，听真理，遵行天父旨意。
And faith is to listen to the words of God and listen to the commandments of God and listen to the sermons.
不是去听从那些情欲的师父。
And not to listen to the masters of lust.
不是去听从那些让你听了觉得啊，蛮舒服的。
And it's not to listen to things that will make you feel comfortable.
信仰不是根据你的理念，根据你的情感。
And faith is not based on to your experience or based on emotions.
亚当夏娃就失败在根据他的理念跟情感。
And Adam and Eve has failed based on their experience and also emotions.
使徒时代会有这么多的假工人也是一样，败在情感跟他们的情欲跟人的想法。
And during the apostolic times, there are many people that perish. They're the same because they base things on their emotions and experience.
所以我们是要听主耶稣所说的防备假基督、
so、we should
假先知
We should listen to the words of Lord Jesus Christ that we have to prevent from false prophets and apostles.
我们要听保罗说要防备这些假使徒
And we have to listen to Paul that we have to prevent us from these false prophets.
还是听外面所说的、啊、大家都是一样都是教会都是去天国不要攻击不要批评
And we should listen to the words that's all around saying that everyone is the same and then we're all going to heaven, so do not criticize or judge.
教会的基础是基督的话语。
And the foundation of a church is the words of Christ.
基督的话语借着先知使徒来传。
And the words of Christ is passed on through the mouth of the apostles and Lord Jesus.
那些不照着主耶稣教训来传，更改福音、更改真理的，是假的使徒，是假的工人。
And to anyone that's not preaching to the same exact format of what Christ is preaching, these are false prophets and workers.
他们不会得救。
And they would not be saved.
跟从他们的也要跟他们一样。
Their followers would have the same results as them.
所以我们应该要去哪里？
So where should we be going?
所以我们应该听谁的？
Who should we listen to?
我们应该信谁？
And who should we believe?
我们当然应该去真教会，去耶稣真正的身体里面。
And of course, we should be entering into the true church and entering into the body of Christ.
我们应该去听真理啊。
And we should be listening to the truth.
只有真理才能使人自由，让人脱离情欲的辖制，不当情欲的奴隶。
Only the truth will set you free, and you will not be enslaved under your desires and lust.
我们应该信。真耶稣
and we have to believe the true Jesus.
不要去听那个虚假的哈。
And do not listen to any false teachings.
所以我们防备，那我们来想真福音在哪里？去哪里听
？And so when we do all these preventive measures, and where is the true gospel? Where should we go to listen?
真教会在哪里
？Where is the true church?
真基督在哪里
？Where is the true Christ?
我们回到马可福音十六章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 16.
Mark 16.
Mark 16.
Mark 福音十六章。
Mark 16.
十五节。
Verse 15.
主又对他们说：“你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。”十六节。
Verse 16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
所以四十天之久，主耶稣跟他们讲到神国的事，讲到设立教会的事，讲到怎么。借着教会给人生命的事。
And so Lord Jesus spoke to them about how to set up a church and how and about the kingdom of God and how to save mankind.
所以主耶稣把这个救人的工作做一个总结，你们怎么去做
？So he came to a conclusion and tell them this is the way to do it.
往普天下去传福音给万民听，一个工作。
And you have to preach the gospel throughout the world.
另外。要给他们施洗，然后信而受洗的必然得救。
And you have to baptize them, and whoever be baptized and believed will be saved at the end.
那主耶稣到底交代了几个工作
？And so how many job has Jesus commissioned?
给我们多少教会的使命
？And how many different missions that we are supposed to have in from church?
是不是传福音然后受洗的啊就必然得救了
？So is it true that when you preach the gospel and be baptized, you will be saved?
看起来是这样，但是不是真的只有这样
？It seems like that's the case, but is it really the case?
其实主耶稣有把教会真的两大使命，具体的两大使命讲出来。
But in fact that Jesus Christ has talked about the two greatest missions to church.
我们也来看主耶稣升天的时候。
And we should read about the resurrection of Christ.
他升天之前怎么交代门徒？
And pre-resurrection and what he has, how he had instructed the disciples.
马太福音二十八章。
Matthew 28.
马太福音二十八章
，Matthew 28,
十八节
，verse 18。
马太福音二十八章十八节
，Matthew chapter 28, verse 18。
耶稣进前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我的。”十九节。
Verse 19.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。二十节。
Verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的教训，他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。所以这边呢，十九节主耶稣就谈到，到普天下传福音给万民施洗。
And verse 19, it talks about that to make disciples of all nations, you have to preach throughout the world.
二十节在解释真正的得救，在解释什么叫做信而受洗必然得救。
And verse 20 is actually explaining what does it mean to believe and be baptized.
凡主耶稣所吩咐的都要教训他们遵守。主耶稣就与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And everything that Jesus Christ have commanded, as long as the people followed, and He will be with us always until the end of age.
这才是一个真正的信。
And this is a true belief.
不是说啊，你洗了够了。
And it's not just saying that you baptized, you're good enough.
你如果认为洗了够了，那耶稣的话在任何吩咐教会也不讲了，那一定倒。
And if you're baptized, and this will be sufficient, and nothing else need to be said, the church will fail.
啊，很多教会说啊，洗了，信了，够了，一定去天国，因为主耶稣讲的，信了受洗必然得救。
And so many churches believe the same way that you believe you'd be baptized, and this is sufficient, and you'll be saved.
主耶稣也特别交代。他所吩咐的都要教导，不只要教导，还要遵守。
And Lord Jesus Christ have said that whatever He has commanded the people, it must be followed accordingly.
所以单单信啊受洗够不够
？So is it enough just to believe and be baptized?
如果够，主耶稣就颁布一条使命，不要颁布两条使命。
And if that is sufficient, there's only one commandment that Lord should issue instead of two.
如果过，那就称呼主啊，主啊的都进天国。
And if that's it is sufficient that anyone calls out the Lord will be saved and be entered into heaven.
主耶稣就不需要说，唯独遵行天父旨意的才进去。
And so he does not have to say that whoever that follows the commandment will enter into heaven.
所以主耶稣所吩咐的其实就是天父要他讲的。
And so anything that Lord Jesus has said is actually what God wanted him to say.
主耶稣说，我所讲的都是天父要我讲，我不凭我自己的意思讲。
And Lord Jesus said that anything I've said to you, it's what my Father wanted me to say, and then I do not say anything out of my own.
在末世就根据主耶稣讲的道来审判人能不能得救。
And at the end times, it will be based on the word what Lord Jesus Christ have said to judge people.
所以主耶稣道成肉身，神成的人，他还是非常谨慎。很小心的去讲，不敢用自己的意思讲，是照父所讲的去讲。
So after he was commanded into flesh, and then he was preaching gospel, he was very prudent on on the things that he was saying. He would not say anything that's from himself.
因为父的命令就是永生。
Because that's the commandment of the Lord, and then it leads to eternal life.
啊，所以主耶稣会特别说，他吩咐的要教，不只要教。还要遵守啊。
And so Jesus will re-emphasize that whatever he commanded us, we have to teach it. And then not only learning it, you have to follow it.
啊，所以不是单单教信徒称呼主啊，主要就过了，要遵行天父旨意才能进去。
And this is not only to teach a member that you have to to listen to the words, but you have to follow the commandment.
所以一个真正的信徒受洗。
And a true believer and baptized.
你要信到怎么样，要吸到怎么样才能得救。
And to what extent you must believe that in order for you to be saved.
那个必然得救的信，必然得救的喜是什么？
And the people that believe and that will be saved, and what does that consist of?
我们必须明白，我们必须追求，我们也必须遵行。
And we have to understand, we have to pursue, and we must follow.
信而受洗必然得救。
And when you believe and you're baptized, you will be saved.
所以我们必须去想，我们所受的洗是一个必然得救的洗吗
？And so we have to think to ourselves, the baptism that we receive is this, will this help us to be saved?
你有时候要去分辨一个教会，其实从信而受洗，你就可以 看出来。
And sometime, in order for you to distinguish a church, you could see it by their baptism.
他们讲的是不是根据圣经的习啊
？What have they, whatever they speak, is it based according to the Bible?
根据圣经的习，习是一个赦罪的习。
And the baptism of the Bible, it's will give you the effects of remission of sins.
根据圣经来讲的洗是一个重生的洗。
And the baptism based according to the Bible, it's a baptism of rebirth.
所以不是一个形式。
So this is not just an action.
也不是，就算你受的是一个真正的洗，也不是在谈那个受洗的那一刹那。
And even if you believe that this is a true baptism, it would not be effective till the moment that you receive it.
那个信也是从开始一直到主耶稣再来的那个信，要越来越接近神啊。
And the belief that you have from the beginning, and slow and gradually, you must be more closer and closer to God.
所以你要思考，你去的教会，你过去受洗的教会，他们怎么解释洗礼啊？这个信啊，受洗跟得救有必然的关系，他们怎么解释洗礼？
And so you have to think about that the church that you used to attend, how would they explain the method of baptism, and how would this be related to salvation?
洗礼到底是仪式还是圣礼？
And is this just the formation, or this is something that you just practice? Was it a sacrament, a holy sacrament?
洗礼有没有属灵的意义
？And are there any spiritual meanings with baptism?
洗礼有没有赦罪的功效
？And does it have the effects of remission of sins?
有很多教会跟你说洗礼意义是有属灵的意义。
And many churches will tell you that this has a spiritual meanings to it.
没有属灵的意义在里面，也没有赦罪的功效。
And there are none of the spiritual definitions were any, it would not remiss your sins.
很多教会跟你讲，你信的时候已经得了圣灵，你信的时候罪已经被赦了。
And many churches would tell you that once you believe, you will receive the Holy Spirit and your sins will be forgiven at the time.
有很多教会也不认为那个水里面有主耶稣的宝血。
And not many churches believe that the water carries the precious blood of Christ.
他们认为那个洗只是一个象征啊，只是一个安慰啊。
And they believe that it's only a symbol, it's only a comforting effect.
啊，跟众人宣告你接受主耶稣了。
And it's to proclaim to the people that you have accepted the Lord as your God today.
啊，跟魔鬼讲你接受主耶稣了。
And it's to telling Satan that you have accepted the true Jesus Christ.
撒旦又不敢来碰你了。
And Satan will not dare to go near you in the future.
没有这回事了。
That's not the case.
主耶稣道成肉身开始传福音之后，撒旦试探了他40天了。
And Lord Jesus Christ, after transformed into flesh, and then he started to preach gospels, Satan's tempted it for 40 days and nights.
40天之久，撒旦没有发动，在那边看主耶稣，在那边祷告，在那边进食啊。
And so that within the 40 days that Satan was trying to tempt him because he was praying in the wilderness.
到最后主耶稣饿了，他就开始来试探了。
And at the end, because Jesus was hungry and then he started his attack.
主耶稣的门徒当初选的时候，主耶稣就说，你们当中有一个是魔鬼啊。
And when he has chosen the disciples, he has told them directly that one of you belongs to Satan.
所以没有那回事，说你信主了，接受了洗了，魔鬼不敢来碰你了。
So it's impossible for the saying that once you believe and baptize, and the devil would not dare to touch you.
你越在真教会，你越是真信徒，魔鬼越要碰你。
So especially if you're in the true church and you're a member of the true church, and you would have more attacks from Satan.
因为得救就在你们当中，所以一定要碰你。
Because you guys have regained the knowledge.Leading to salvation, so you must be attacked.
所以主耶稣特别跟彼得说，撒旦要塞你们像塞麦子一样啊。
And then Lord Jesus Christ have told Peter that Satan will attack you guys like you're weeding out the weeds. You sift the weeds.
所以魔鬼也是要挑罪啊，那个最好的才能得救，魔鬼就是让这些不得救的人。
And
要得救人便不得救嘛。
And of course, Satan wanted to choose the best of the best and to pick out the people that wanted to be saved, but instead he needs to pull them down.
一个受洗真正的见证是什么？
And a true baptism, what kind of testimony that is?
一个真正的受洗必须包含什么？
And what does a true baptism consist of?
也就是一个真正的洗，一个赦罪的洗，一个重生的洗，必须包含什么？
And a true baptism, a baptism which has the effects of remission of sins and a baptism of rebirth, what does it carry?
主耶稣所说的信而受洗必然得救的洗是什么？
And what Jesus said that once you believe, you baptize, you'll be saved. And what is this baptism?
主耶稣所说的信是什么？
And what does it mean by what Jesus said about belief?
我们看约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章。
First John chapter 5.
第三节
Verse 3
我们遵守神的诫命这就是爱他的并且他的诫命不是难守的第四节
Verse 4
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心第五节
Verse 5
胜过世界的是谁呢不是信耶稣是神的儿子吗所以信耶稣得永生
So when you believe Jesus, you will gain salvation.
信神儿子的名可以得永生。
And when you believe the name of God, you will regain eternal life.
那一种信要遵守神的诫命。
And this type of belief, you must follow the commandments of the Lord.
所以信基督从神而生。
So believe, the believers of Christ will be reborn through God.
必须遵守神的诫命
And they must follow the commandments of Christ.
只有这样的信才能够胜过世界
And only this type of faith that enables to overcome the world.
更清楚地讲遵守诫命才能胜过世界
And to put it more clearly, you have to follow commandment to overcome the world.
那个诫命主耶稣来他说我来不是来废去律法乃是来成全律法
And when Jesus came, he says that he came to fulfill the commandment, not to abolish it.
他要把神的话写在我们的内心。
And he wants to write the words of God into our hearts.
他要把神的约定在我们的内心。
And he wants to ensure that the covenant of God it's in our hearts.
所以让你时时谨记在心。
So constantly you're thinking about the words.
时时遵守神的旨意。
Constantly, you're obeying the commandments.
那个时候，你才是真的在信耶稣吧。
And until that time, you are a true believer of Lord Jesus Christ.
那个时候，你才能靠着基督胜过世界嘛。
And only until that time, you can overcome the world through Christ.
你不能一面信耶稣，一面拜马门，一面信耶稣，一面做不荣耀神的事。你这样还算胜过世界？你已经被世界胜了。
And you cannot.Believe God at the same time you're worshiping mammon and then at the time you're loving the world you're not overcome the world actually the world has overcome you
所以一个真正的信是神所定的信 神要我们信的信主耶稣所来所传的信
A true faith is something that what it's only one and then that's preached by Lord Jesus Christ and this is what God wants us to have
所以一个真正的洗
A true baptism.
里面要包含什么
And what does it consist of?
而且是一定要有不可缺的
And it must be complete without lacking anything.
我们继续看第六节
And let's continuing reading verse 6.
这戒指水和血而来的就是耶稣基督不是单用水乃是用水又用血第七节
Verse 7.
并且有圣灵做见证因为圣灵就是真理第八节
Verse 8.
做见证的原来有三就是圣灵水与血这三种也都归于一所以这边在讲一个真正的洗
And this is talking about the true baptism
要有血水圣灵同作见证
And it must be bears witness because with the spirit and water.
所以你的教会过去的教会所受洗的施洗的，如果只是认为这只是一个形式。
So, if you old church believe this is only a sacrament,
如果当中没有血
and if there's no blood,
那没有赦罪的功效
and there's no effects for a redeeming sin.
因为神从创世以前就借着基督的宝血来赦免我们的罪
From the creation of the world, that God has used the blood of Christ to save mankind.
你只有在受洗的时候才能归入基督，才能真的在主的宝血里面得到赦免。
And only through baptism you could only overcome and be and belongs to Christ, and your sins will be forgiven through the precious blood.
不是在你信的时候。
Not at the time when you believe.
是在真正信而受洗的时候。
It's.Only when you believe and baptized.
所以那个洗里面要有主耶稣的宝血。
And so the baptism must carry the precious blood of Christ.
有水也有圣灵啊。
And there's water and there's the Holy Spirit.
有很多教会重视洗礼，不重视信徒洗礼前的准备。
And many churches.Emphasize baptism, but they do not overemphasize the preparation of it.
用一般的比喻来说，就好像在拉保险一样。
And to a common saying, this is like selling insurance.
他买了就好，管他是怎么样。
And as long as they buy it, who cares what happens next?
我们今天在施洗是在做什么？
And if you were, what are we doing when we perform baptism today?
永生的保险呢
？And this is eternal precious blood. I'm sorry, eternal insurance.
这是神给我们保的，基督来跟我们保的。
And this is we are insured by God and by Christ.
被神拣选，信而受洗啊。
And if you're chosen by God, one should believe and be baptized.
这个永生的保险要白白的给我们。
And this eternal insurance will be given to us freely.
所以。教会施洗之前，信徒一定要经过相当的对道理的认识。
And so when before baptism in the church, a member must have a fully understanding of the faith.
信到最后是信而悔改受洗，不是单单信而受洗。
And then at the end, you believe and you repent, and then you baptized.
有没有真正的悔改？
And is this the true repentance?
要谈悔改，要先谈罪。
And in order to talk about repentance, you must talk about sin.
知不知罪？
Do you realize your sins?
认不认罪？
And do you acknowledge them?
讲得出来吧？
Can you speak it?
讲不出来，你有悔改吗？
And
你连什么罪都讲不出来，你怎么认罪？
And if you can't talk about your sins, how can you repent?
你怎么悔改？
And how can you ask for forgiveness?
洗是归入基督。
Baptism is to be part of Christ.
洗是承受神在创世以前所设的恩典。
And baptism is to fulfill the grace which was established before creation of the world.
你知道你受洗以后该走怎么样的路吗？
And do you know which way you should be walking after you be baptized?
你受洗以后如果要去走以前的路，你真的会得救吗？
And after baptism, if you go on to walking your old path, will you be saved?
教会有没有把这些讲清楚？
And have church clearly explained this to you?
主耶稣叫门徒来说，天上地下的权柄都赐给他了。
And Lord Jesus Christ hath told the disciples that all the powers from earth and on heaven has been given to them.
这个权柄，主耶稣升天前也要交代给门徒。
And this power before the resurrection of Christ will be passed on to the disciples.
所以今天的教会必须有赦罪的权柄。
And so the churches today must have the authority to forgive sins.
教会如果没有赦罪的权柄，再怎么施洗都没有用。
And if the church that would not have the power to for the redemption of sins, doesn't matter how much baptism it performs, it's ineffective.
这个赦罪的权柄,
and the power to forgive sins,
主耶稣什么时候给的?
When has Jesus Christ gave it?
主耶稣在什么时候给教会这个权柄?
And when has the Lord Jesus Christ gave this authority to the church?
主耶稣跟彼得说这个教会要建立在这个磐石上。
And Jesus has told Peter that the church will build on this rock.
给你一把钥匙。
You will have the key.
你在天地上捆绑，天上的捆绑。
Anyone that you bound on earth, on heaven, they will be bound.
你在地上释放，在天上释放。
And anyone that you release on earth, they will be released on heaven.
主耶稣讲到那将来的事。
And Jesus was talking about the things in the future.
主耶稣又特别提醒了一次。
And Jesus has reminded once again.
我们来看一下约翰福音。
Turn to John.
十九章。
John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
这个约翰福音二十章啊。
And it's actually John chapter 20.
二十章哈。
John 20.
二十二节
，verse 22，
二十一节开始
，and we actually should read from verse 21。
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎样差遣的我，我也怎样差遣你们。”第二十二节
22,
说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说：“你们说圣灵。”二十三节
，23，
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免你们；留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。所以这边主耶稣谈到这个真正的赦罪的权柄，有。交给门徒了。
And so Jesus Christ talked about the authority that give sins was passed on to the disciples.
当时他们还没有受圣灵呢。
And at the time they haven't got the Holy Spirit yet.
所以在使徒行传一章，主耶稣就特别讲到，你们要受父所应许的，你们要接受灵的洗。
And Acts chapter 1, Jesus talked about that you will receive the promise of God, which is to receive the Holy Spirit.
你们才会得到上头的能力，然后你们才去传福音。
And you will gain the power from above, and you'll be able to preach gospel.
所以教会要到普天下去传福音，必须有这个上头来的权柄。
And so, in order for the church to preach throughout the whole nations, must receive the authority from above.
教会要普天下传福音，使万民给万民施洗，使万民做主的门徒，要有这个上头来的权柄。
And in order for the church to preach the gospel throughout the nation, it must have the power from above.
这个权柄是从父来的，交给主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督再交给门徒，交给教会的。
And this authority was passed on from God to Jesus, and then Jesus to the church.
只有主的门徒，主的工人，主耶稣给他这个权柄。
And it's only the disciples and the workers of the Lord that this authority will be passed on to them.
所以那个真正得到圣灵的那个教会啊。他有那个权柄。
And so the church that has the Holy Spirit, it would have the authority.
啊，所以不是说哦，神学院出来的都有赦罪的权柄，不是这个样子。
And it's not that anyone that graduated theological school, they would have the same authority.
奉主耶稣差派有圣灵在身的内住的，才有那份赦罪。这也是主耶稣教他们不要马上出去传，要有上头的能力。
And the workers that's sent by the Lord and then performing under the name of Lord Jesus Christ would have the authority.
所以有那一份圣灵的印记啊。所以为什么在使徒行传二十章二十八节，圣灵力里面做前行的监督，因为这是圣灵差派的。
And it would have the seal of the Holy Spirit just as recorded in Acts chapter 20 verse 28 because this worker was actually sent by the Holy Spirit.
所以信而受洗必然得救。
So once you believe and baptize, you would be saved.
受洗跟得救有绝对绝对的关系。
And baptism has direct relations with to salvation.
所以你的受洗是因教派不同，是因牧师不同，而有不同吗？
And so your baptism, because of the difference in church and also your pastor, would it be different?
啊，因为不同的教派啊，不同的牧师，所以他有不同的习。
So this is a different denomination and different pastor, so different. It's a different baptism.
真的是这个样子吗？
Is it really this is the case?
不是。
It's not.
一主一信一洗啊。
One Lord, one baptism, and one faith.
一神一父一灵啊，一个身体啊。
And one God, one Father, and one Spirit, one body.
也就是一个教会啊。
And in other words, it's only one church.
所以只有一位救主啊，没有那么多的教派啊。
And there's only one Savior, there's not so many denominations.
只有一种信仰啊。
There's only one faith.
从神来的，从基督来的，那么我们靠着才可以胜过世界。
This is from God, this is from Christ, and we have to rely on it to overcome the world.
人如果在神在基督之外另有别的想法，另有别的理念，另有别的信仰，那个不是从神来的。
And so a man that's outside of Christ would have a different type of thinking, different religion. This is not from God.
那个洗也要符合圣经的教训，要有血水圣灵同作见证。
And this baptism must fulfill the standards based according to the Bible, which have the Holy Spirit and the blood and water as testimony.
那个洗必须是有赦罪的功效。
And the baptism must carry the power for remission of sins.
那个洗必须能带给我们重生啊。
And the baptism must give us the chance for rebirth.
那个洗是神安排的。
And the baptism is arranged by God.
所以叫施洗约翰来洗。
So, John the Baptist was ordered to give baptism.
叫耶稣叫使徒来施洗。
And to Jesus and the apostles that they must perform baptism for others.
我们来看使徒时代他们是怎么洗的。
And how was the baptism performed in the apostolic times?
太监在读以赛亚书。
And many of them read the book of Isaiah.
太监在读以赛亚书，他不了解。
The eunuch was reading the book of Isaiah, and he does not understand.
所以圣灵差派会吏去接近他。
And Holy Spirit commanded Philip to go near the eunuch.
跟他讲解圣经。
And to explain the Bible to him.
了解了。
And once he understands.
到有水的地方受洗。
And they went to an area full of water to baptize.
这就是一个信而受洗的一个浓缩。
And this is a compact version of... It's a compact version of the belief in baptism.
所以要信，要明白。
And so you have to believe and you have to understand.
要接受真正的洗。
And to receive the true baptism.
为什么讲他们洗了之后从水里上来？
Why is it that after they're baptized, they arise up from the water?
因为洗的时候是到水里面去。
And because when they're baptized, they immerse themselves into the water.
所以洗礼是一个浸礼。
So the baptism is a baptism of immersion.
不同的教会有的用点水的，有的弄个池子，有的弄个澡盆。
And different churches have different methods. Some use water sprinklers and also bathtubs and maybe pools.
用人的方法在解释神的信啊，受洗必然得救。
And they're using man's way to explain.The theory of believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
受洗除了是重生的洗，除了是赦罪的洗，还藏着很多灵里的奥秘。
And other than the baptism, other than the remission of sins and also rebirth, also have many spiritual meanings.
主耶稣道成肉身。
Lord Jesus Christ was transformed into flesh.
出来传福音。
Came out and preached the gospels.
先受洗啊。
And he received baptism.
为什么要受洗？
Why does he need to be baptized?
主耶稣是神啊。
And Lord Jesus Christ is God himself.
他是道成肉身，他为什么要受洗？
And he transformed into flesh. Why does it need to be baptized?
无罪的人为什么要受洗？
And he is a man that's sinless. Why should he be baptized?
主耶稣受洗之后，圣经记载他从水里上来。
And the Bible has recorded that after baptism, Jesus Christ came out of the water.
所以主耶稣受洗的时候也是进到水里面去。
So when he received this baptism, he also went into the water.
为什么从水里上来之后天上有声音？
And how come that once he comes up and there are voices from the heaven?
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved son who I cherished.
为什么他主耶稣从水里上来的时候，圣灵仿佛鸽子降下
？And why is it that when Jesus Christ came out of the water and Holy Spirit descended like a dove？
天父不是在创世前就预定基督来拣选我们吗
？And isn't before creation, Heavenly Father has instructed Jesus to come and save us？
天父不知道基督就是他的儿子吗
？And didn't the God know that Christ was his own begotten son?
为什么要等他受洗之后才说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的？
Why was it necessary to wait until after baptism and he would announce that?
为什么要等他受洗之后圣灵才仿佛鸽子降下？
And why is it that after baptism that Holy Spirit descended like a dove?
当然有一个目的让施洗约翰知道神的灵降在谁的身上，谁就是用灵施洗。
And of course, this has one purpose to let John the Baptist know that, whoever the Spirit of God has descended upon, he will be baptized.
哦，所以约翰就知道，哦，我是用水施洗，但将来一个能力更大，用灵跟火施洗，就是这一位了。
And John the Baptist realized at the time, I use water to baptize people, but there will be a more powerful man in the future that would baptize people with Holy Spirit.
除了让约翰知道，让世人知道耶稣基督是神差派来用灵施洗的之外，还有一个很重要的意义。
And other than to let John the Baptist and mankind know that this baptism in the future will be performed on the Holy Spirit, it carries a more broad meaning.
洗是圣礼。
And baptism is a holy sacrament.
是进驻般的意。
And is to enter into the free of all righteousness.
所以人要回到神那边去，必须从水和圣灵重生，你必须接受洗啊。
In order for mankind to return back to God, and you have to go through the baptism, which with the precious blood of Christ.
所以没有罪的主耶稣基督也要遵循天父旨意，也要一定要洗。所以他那么坚持，你一定要洗啊。
So Lord Jesus Christ, who was sin free, also must go through the same procedure.
所以施洗约不敢洗，他跟施洗约说：“你暂且洗我，理当经主般的意。”
And so Lord Jesus, John Baptist, and dare not to baptize Jesus, but he was told to do so.
这个理啊，是天理，是神的真理。
And this righteousness is what's from the heaven and what's from God.
所以天父要我们怎么做，我们就怎么做，主耶稣都照着做了。
And whatever Heavenly Father wanted us to do, we must do the same because Lord Jesus Christ follows the same way.
神成了人，道成了肉身，也照着做了。
And even God, who transfigured himself into flesh, and he was doing the same thing.
所以那是神你的一个肯定，圣灵才仿佛鸽子降下，神你的肯定才说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And this is an affirmation of God directly for himself that Holy Spirit descended like a dove, and this is my beloved Son who I've cherished.
所以洗礼不是一个仪式啊。
And so baptism is not only a sacrament, it's not only a formation.
不是说怎么洗都无所谓啊。
And it cannot be performed just without rules.
不是说有那一份心最重要。
And you cannot say that as long as I have the heart, that this is the most important.
怎么洗有所谓啊？因为天父很关心主耶稣有没有受洗啊。
And it is important that which way that you baptize, because this is what Heavenly Father cares about.
你有没有那一份心？你有那一份心，为什么不照着做
？And do you have that heart? If you have the heart, how come you don't do it this way?
主耶稣说：“信而受洗，必然得救。”
And Lord Jesus Christ have said that believe and be baptized, you would be saved.
人的信仰不是 老要学那个盗贼 盗贼他不是也没洗也跟主在乐园里见面吗？
And men's faith are constantly following the thieves because he might be saying that he did not baptize, but didn't the robber enter into heaven with God at the end?
这个人一辈子坏事干尽，杀人放火，到最后几句话说：“哎，求你纪念我，哎，他也得救了，真好啊。”
And this man, he done all the wrong things in his whole lifetime. He stealed and robbed, and at the end, he asked for forgiveness. And once he gotten, he will be safe. Isn't that wonderful?
他也没经过受洗啊。
And he wasn't baptized.
主耶稣特别交代门徒信来受洗。如果有教会一直在跟你灌输这个知识说他没有受洗也无所谓。
And so Lord Jesus Christ re-emphasized to the disciples that you must believe and be baptized. If there are churches out there that tells you something different,
甚至跟你讲说，就算你一辈子当盗贼，最后来洗还是得救。
And even will tell you that for your whole life you could be robbers, and at the end, if you come and receive baptism, you'll be saved.
所以有的人他真的现在他不想洗，他要等到他要死之前才洗啊。
And there are many people that doesn't want to receive baptism. He wanted to wait until the end before dying to receive it.
他说现在洗的话，这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
And he believes that if he baptized now, he cannot do this and he cannot do that.
生命不在自己的手上。
And life is not in your own hands.
一个真正的洗必须要悔改。
And a true baptism must ask for forgiveness.
那个洗里面如果带着侥幸。
And if the baptism is not complete.
By luck. 认为侥幸啊，反正这样就。
By luck.By luck, if the baptism you feel that it is out of luck.
如果是那样洗，像撒都该人、像法利赛人要接受一样的洗，约翰骂他们了，责备他们了。
And just like the same baptism for Sadducees and Pharisees and John has scolding them.
人要结出那一份真正悔改的心，真的有一个果子才可以。你单单受洗，如果没有那份心，没有用。
And in order to be truly repent, you have to have that heart. And without the heart of repentance, a baptism will not be sufficient.
盗贼当时是真的有那一份心，他真的悔改。他说：“我们是该死的，他是没有罪的。”他真的认识。
And so the robber on the cross with Jesus at the time really repented. He feels that he's the one that's with sin, and Lord Jesus.Don't have any sense.
看起来他是为罪被钉十字架，为他自己的罪了，不是为众人的罪。
It seems like he was really truly crucified because of his own wrongdoings and sins.
但主耶稣赦免了他。
And so Lord Jesus have forgave him.
生命在主。
And life is within the Lord.
爱也在主。
Love is from the Lord.
赦免也在主。
Forgiveness is from the Lord.
主有那个能力。他要赦免谁就赦免谁。
The Lord has that power. Whoever He wants to forgive, He may do so.
盗贼真正悔改，所以主也真正赦免了他。
So the robber repented here, and the Lord forgave him.
但我们来教会，不要带着一种啊，我一辈子干盗贼，最后再来悔改，那不会的，不会得救，永远不会得救。
When we come to church, do not have the attitude that we could all be robbers all our life. At the end, I will be baptized. And
所以。
That won't be the case.
我们必须好好一个真正的信而受洗。
And we really have to be truly have to be believed and baptized.
我们接受的必须一个真正的信，真正的洗。
And we have to believe the true belief and baptism.
教会所提供的也必须是一个真正的信，真正的洗。
And the ways that church provide has to be true belief and true baptism.
我们下次再继续这个题目。
And we will continue this topic next time.
我们来唱首诗。
And we will sing hymn.
177首。
177。
求神施恩祝福这个教会.
And let's ask the Lord for mercy and bless this church.
让我们在信心上坚定.
And so that we could be affirm in our faith.
让我们在传福音的事工上有智慧、有勇气、有能力.
And so during the gospel preaching, we have the courage and the ability. And also the wisdom.
在这个世上把神的福音传开,
and to preach throughout the world.
神愿意把信神的人加添给我们,
and God is willing to add on the believers to us.
只要我们愿意同心协力,
and as long as we are willing to follow His commandments in one accord, and we should have an honest heart when we eat our meal,
神一定会同工,
God will be working together with us. And because this was ordered before the creation of the world.
神所应许的, 诸所丰富的,
and anything that God promised and what the Lord has ordered, it will be fulfilled.
只要我们肯信,
as long as we believe,
在信的人, 凡事都能,
and all things are possible to the believers.
我跪下来祷告,
let's all kneel down and pray.